cold and get cold too. Let's see if Chase hit me. Time.
That we are going to deal with is the amendments that were proposed during our last meeting on the military ombudsman. And without any waste of time, I'll hand over to the department to continue the briefing.
Thank you very much, Chair. I had hoped, Chair, that you would invite the state law advisor and the parliamentary legal advisor. Our understanding, Chair, that your directives in the last presentations we made were very much clear. And I think the department, in a way, agreed with what you were proposing, that it will have no objection to the proposal that all the references to the National Assembly and to the Portfolio Committee, in as far as the appointment procedure and the removal procedure are concerned. We have been given a copy of the document that purports to give effect to the proposal that you have made. We have had the opportunity to look at it, and we're quite satisfied, Chair, that it gives effect to the proposal that the committee had made last week. So I don't think from the side of the department we will have any difficulty with the proposal, because it basically reverts to the bill that we have tabled in Parliament before the National Assembly. In the bill that we have tabled, there was no reference to Parliament playing any particular role in the appointment. So what you are suggesting as a committee is in line with what the department had initially tabled in Parliament. So we will be happy We with the current proposal, subject to what happens between you and the PCP. So I think, Chair, we in line with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. State law advisor and the parliamentary legal advisor.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I can state at the moment, Chair, is to refer the committee member to the document headed Select Committee Amendments on the Military Ombuds Bill. Chair, that document, Chair, supposedly reflects the amendments that we proposed previously, Chair. You will note that in the first, it is clause 5 that is being amended, Chair. And the way they have been captured, Chair, is to ensure that on page 3 in line 4, without repeating it, Chair, that they are going to be a deletion of certain words, Chair, on the recommendation of the National Assembly. That was the proposal, Chair. And then the next proposal was to omit subsection 2 and 3. And that has been captured, Chair, in the document of the proposed amendment. And the next proposal, Chair, was still on page 3, is to omit subsections 9 and 10 and near the middle of the page 3. And then the next amendment, Chair, that was proposed was to insert the word ombud, and that is on page 3, Chair, in line 43, so that the president may have the power to remove both the ombud and the deputy ombud. So those amendments, Chair, or proposed amendments, have been properly captured in the Select Committee Amendments document to the Military Ombuds Bill, Chair, as they were proposed previously, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Parliamentary Lord Professor.
Thank you, Chair. The amendments do reflect what the committee has requested. The references to the National Assembly have been removed, and now the appointment process will be via the president, and the president will also have the power to remove the ombud and the deputy.
Honourable members. Lord Martina.
Chair, no, I think I agree with what we proposed in the last meeting, and therefore want to move for the adoption of the said proposal. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
No, Chair, I second Honorable Madiba.
Then objection? None. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The bill with the proposed amendments is adopted by the committee. And then this. Then this brings us to the end of the meeting, except that members should remain. We still have to adopt two sets of minutes. You are resisting. Honourable Members, the document I'm referring to is the minutes of the 10th August, 19th October, and the 26th October.
What? 10th August?
10th August, 19th October, and 26th October.
Okay. So we have 10th October?
Yes.
10th August?
10th August.
In terms of the minutes of the 10th of October, they are very short. I want to move for the adoption of these minutes. Thank you.
And a second, JJ?
Yes, JJ, on the second, but on that page of the minutes of the 26th or what, 11, and it's only Bruno Matila. What?
The 10th. The 10th.
Guys, I've got the 10th meeting with me. I'm talking about page, second page.
Yes.
Why is it only Bruno Matila? Where
no,
are we?
There's Mukhobi.
Only once, twice Mukhobi, all the time Bruno Matila.
You didn't propose, you didn't second. That's why your name does not appear.
Okay, so now I...
Let me give you the opportunity so that the next set of minutes reflects your name. Honorable Matila proposed, Honorable Gunderson, the set of minutes is duly approved. Can we go to the 19th?
No, Chair, I think with the corrections that might come up, I propose you not accept.
Any second? Honorable Matila. Thank you very much. The minutes are duly adopted. The 26th October.
Chair, it can only be Gunda and Dennis.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was not in that meeting.
Okay. Honorable Joseph?
I'm going to accept the minutes.
Second.
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. The Minister duly adopted. Honourable members, this then brings us to the end of the the other document is just the information of particulars of members of Magistrates Commission. And then other thing for information members, the information bill has been referred to us. I don't know whether we will deal with it before yes or
The committee has to instruct me what it wants to do with the bill, because we could possibly meet next week to get a briefing on it and then just adopt. Or if the committee would prefer sending the bill for public comment, we could draft an advert to get submissions from the public and then consider them in the next term.
I think it will be better that you arrange a briefing next week and then we arrange for the public hearings.
Chair, I understand the process you want us to go through, but isn't that this bill has been in Parliament for quite a long? There were a lot of public hearings and all those things. Do we want to repeat the same situation? I know the issue is we don't agree on the bill itself. That is the situation. But do we want to go through the same process that the National Assembly has gone through?
Honourable Matila, I have noted to Honourable Joseph. There are indications that the bill may be challenged in the Constitutional Court. And I think we have to make sure that we cover ourselves, we follow the correct procedure. I don't think we will not be doing the same thing, but I think we have to undertake public hearings and hear the views of the people. Honourable Joseph?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that the point I wanted to make or comment on the previous point is precisely that I think the consultation undertook at the level to the National Assembly, according to the public, was not wide and full enough. So I think it's now our responsibility to ensure that every organization, except those who accepted the invitations of the first round, participated. But on a national scale, I think it's important that we do give the public the opportunity to give further input before, not even before the Constitutional Court could hear it, but even before the presidents have to sign or not sign. So I think that's the phase we still have to go through. Thank you.
Now, Chair, if you listen to what has transpired in the NA yesterday, there were public hearings. The problem is the bill itself. And all I am asking, are we going to have public hearings of who? Because the public, they had a public hearing even here in Parliament with that very same bill. I would suggest, can we find out how was the public hearings conducted, with whom, and then we can take a decision. If you can do that, Chair, I'll be fine.
Are we not required to hold public hearings?
We are required. Is this 76 bill? No. It's not a 76 bill. It's a 75 bill. So we actually are not forced to have public hearing. We can find out the route of the NA has moved, how they get the public involved, and as a committee we can debate it and we can take it to the House, whatever,
But I think we must first find out before we go out. The other suggestion that Gershon is suggesting that we must ask inputs from outside. We're going to get the same inputs which the NA has received already from the people who try to and all that. And this is a complicated issue, so I think we must first find out before we do anything.
I think maybe then the question then basically that if we've gone through all the processes is then to ask ourselves, was all these comments considered and to what degree and how serious it was taken? I think that if one should have that report, that the input the public gave to the NA, what was the ultimate outcome out of that discussion that were held, and can the NCOP still influence changes to the benefit of the country, not just the party political or the media or whoever has made inputs, but this is the issue for our country, not for only the people who participated, but also for those millions of people who perhaps know where Parliament is, but never have taken or had the opportunity to participate. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to support what the honourable member just said. That no, there's no need for us to do public participation, public hearings and the like. I think now we have just come to the 11th hour, whether maybe we will support this bill and the like. And since yesterday it was passed, and you can see that people have got grievances. And unlike even the public, that is why they toy it. It's only that no, in fact, that the bill itself, maybe it's coupled with what is actually happening presently. So that is why it's a funny issue to do. Then I think the best way for us, let's say, to get, let's say, state advice to this. But in the case of public hearing, I think it's not high time for now. Thank you.
Chair, maybe it will be important that we get the presentation, you see, from the department. Through that presentation, we will be able to can determine as to whether we must have public hearings or not. Because you see, it might be in our advantage to clarify certain issues to the public in terms of the bill itself. I'm not sure as to what are the real issues that they are dealing with. I mean, we can do the same thing as we did with the amendments, the amendments we just did now, you see, in terms of the bill itself, you see. But let's get that input, and then we can determine from that point as to how do we move forward, you see.
Thank you. Question, Mr. Chair, is this committee the only committee that would influence the House or further proceedings, or is there other committees in the NCOP that have a say in the future? Is this the committee?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Chair, I think we must take this bill very serious, and I agree with Honourable Matina. We must take this bill serious. And I think now is the time for the NCOP, especially this committee, the members of the committee, to show their integrity. That we can, there are some things that when we amend and send it back to the NA, what, that can still be approved by the NA. It doesn't mean we will reject the whole bill, because I've read partly of that bill, and part of those things are good.
Can we deal with that when we have
received
the briefing? Ashwin, can you arrange that the committee receive the briefing for next week?
No, Chair, I would also request that our researcher do some research work so that we have an input that can also guide us, besides the input that will be coming from the department. You see? Because this bill has been there for quite a long time. It has been taken forward and backwards for quite some time.
Now, if we can get the gist of what is happening with this particular bill, and let me tell you, no? Let's be rest assured that the public out there, no? Will be looking at the NCOP, because it's now they know what is going to happen. They'll be looking at us in dealing with this specific matter. And that's why we need to have almost all the information to deal with this particular bill. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I know at the beginning, when the bill first came to Parliament, there were research done from our section where we looked at comparatively at countries. So I can make those papers available to the committee. But also to say that the committee that dealt with the bill did not want a parliamentary researcher throughout the proceedings. So the best person to inform the committee actually on the developments on the bill and also the constitutional aspects of the bill and what proposals came from the legal service, parliamentary legal service side, would be, from my understanding, Mr. Van Nara, the parliamentary legal advisor. So from my side, I will make the papers available, the comparative study that we've done, and the department will then also able to give the committee an understanding on what model that they decided to follow. But we have looked at the beginning stages of the bill, but as far as the changes and what the committee then adopted, and also the I understand that I'm not sure there was legal opinion that was gained through the process, that Mr. Venaro will be able to inform the committee about that.
Honourable members, do then bring us to the end of the meeting. Till next week. Hello, Mkhuzi, you're welcome.
And it will save automatically.